people have a short memory, and we got to remind them. And we'll have the weather forecast. Is it going to be sunny? I have it in good authority. Sunny with a high in the 70s. That's perfect.
That's what we're going to do.
I'm just predicting it. Anyway, so we're going to have you both back in. David Back is our 4th District Alderman. He's also on the board for 4th Fest. You are the busiest guy I know. When do you have time for your grandkid?
I'm not as busy as Wendy Spencer. And she used to be on the Elmwood Village Board. She was running the Masonic Lodge and running 4th Fest. Amongst
and
other
work for
things.
Unified.
Yeah.
You know what I do when I get out of here? I go home and watch Dateline reruns, and I sleep. Thank you very much, David. You really do well for our community. We're very lucky to have somebody like you. And Wendy, the same thing. We're just lucky to have people that care enough to do all this work. And I do appreciate it. And I think all of Racine appreciates it. We see the parades done. We see how easy it is. But it's not easy. You know, it's one of these things that... You know, you got to pull back the curtain a little bit to see how the wizard does everything.
A friend made a shirt for me that says, I love the 5th of July.
Thank you both. And we're going to have you both back in here before the parade so we get everybody all psyched and everything else. All right, coming up, it's 8:01 news time at WRJM Local News Timeless Hits. Let's do it.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicki Barker. Nearly 3.5 years after this, CBS News has learned that rioters convicted in the January 6th attack on the Capitol building have only repaid a fraction of the court-ordered restitution. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
A congressional source familiar with the matter tells CBS News U.S. Capitol riot defendants have paid back only about $437,000 so far in court-ordered restitution. That's a small fraction of the $3 million in expenses from January 6th. Damage, repair, cleanup, and police treatments and police time off. Judges have allowed some lenient time frames and some defendants to pay as little as $250 a month.
Donald Trump is returning to the Capitol today for the first time since the riot carried out in his name, meeting with GOP lawmakers. CBS's Nicole Killian has that.
Speaker Mike Johnson tells CBS News he has been working on a 100-day agenda if the former president is elected. Priorities include securing the border, focusing on energy policy, and making the Trump tax cuts permanent.
President Joe Biden is in Italy for the G7 summit. Among other things, he'll be meeting with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and signing a new security pact with Kyiv. And as CBS's Cammie McCormick reports, Russian aggression has not been confined to Ukraine.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said there have been many examples of Russian sabotage.
Arson attempts, cyber attacks, disinformation.
And he said there are a number of options before defense ministers meeting in Brussels.
Step up the protection of critical infrastructure, including undersea infrastructure. Infrastructure and cyber, and also restrictions on Russian intelligence personnel across the alliance.
At least 5 counties in southern Florida under a state of emergency this hour after torrential rain and flooding. AJ Ryan is the mayor of Dania Beach.
We have all of our pump trucks out that we have in the city, and then we have additional pump trucks that we have contracted with that are out as well in the neighborhoods that are affected the most.
Is Elon Musk worth the $45 billion pay packet he says he's worth? That's what Tesla shareholders are voting on today. CBS's Jeff Gilbert reports.
The outcome of the vote could determine if Musk is the richest person in the world or ranks behind Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Musk met the goals originally laid out by Tesla, but a judge threw out the first pay package. If he gets the money, Musk would be worth well over $200 billion.
That $45 billion paycheck would see Musk earning $5.1 million an hour for every hour he works, eats, sleeps, breathes, basically. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Trump campaign has planned a rally in Racine. The former president is set to hold a campaign event next Tuesday at Festival Park. President Biden was in Racine County about a month ago. The state Supreme Court has denied Racine's use of a mobile voting van. They did stay a ruling that the city's absentee voting sites favor Democrats. Tourism generated close to $1 billion in revenue for Racine and Kenosha counties in 2023. Racine broke records, bringing in $525 million. Kenosha County reached an all-time high of $434 million. Look out for the law along I-94 in Kenosha County tomorrow. The State Patrol is leading an enhanced traffic enforcement effort. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Preston likes the new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers wrapping up their mini camp with their final practice. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley gets down to the details.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing in his system. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass and everybody has a responsibility in each call or anything. And you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
NBA Finals, the Celtics win again, this time 106-99 over the Mavericks. Boston up 3-0 in the best of 7. Game 4 tomorrow night in Dallas. Baseball, the Brewers host the Reds tomorrow night after beating the Blue Jays 5-4. It's their 6th series win in a row at AmFam Field. Willie Adames.
It's great. I mean, obviously, every time we play in front of our crowd, we always feed off from their energy. And, you know, we're doing a tremendous job here at home. Hopefully, we can continue to do that and, you know, sometimes carry that to the road.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens. Sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon. Highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy, a low of 61 tonight. Friday, sunshine and highs to the mid-70s. Mid-70s again on Saturday with partly sunny skies. Partly sunny, chance of a storm Sunday, 88. Right now, 71 degrees.
Whenever I visit another city, I always act like I'm from there so the cab driver doesn't rip me off. I'm always like, hey, it's good to be back home. Back here where I grew up. Yeah, here in Tokyo. Everything looks familiar because I grew up here. Oh, where do I need to go? Driver, I need to go to my old stomping grounds. That would be the Holiday Inn. And the address appears to be the pound sign. So step on it.
used to cut school? All right, check this kid out. He's from West Virginia, graduated high school with a perfect attendance record. Now, that doesn't mean he just didn't miss a day in high school. This kid hasn't missed a day of school from kindergarten all through 12th grade. Isn't that something, huh?
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music.
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a
Nobody
meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me hard. She's the terror of Colorado.
Timeless Hits from WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM in Kenosha. But we sound great on FM. And the legendary 1400 AM, which you can hear just about everywhere. So you can also stream us and you can hear us around the world if you want. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for being here with us. Thank you again to our 4th District Alderman David Mack and Wendy Spencer, both on the 4th Fest board and wanting to get a great parade started on the 4th of July in downtown Racine. Can't wait for that. All right, a survey asked people about questionable hotel behaviors. 37% said it's okay to wear your pajamas throughout the hotel's common areas, really. 8% said it's cool to take the towels home with you. Maybe cool, but it's illegal. You're stealing. 77% of people say it's acceptable to take the small bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and soap home with you. I can't swear to it, but I think the hotel doesn't mind if you do that because they don't use them again. It's okay to let the kids jump up and down on the beds. 19% say it's okay to take the Bibles home with them. Thou shalt not steal. I think it's written in that Bible somewhere. 16% said it's cool to host a party, even if it's exceeding the maximum occupancy without prior approval. 15% say it's okay to leave trash all around the room when checking out. 8% said it's cool to bring a pet without prior approval. 8% say they don't mind pilfering the hangers. It's really tough to do that because they're not really hangers anymore. The way they got them set up there, you really can't take them. 4% said it's okay to smoke in a non-smoking room. 4% said they're not sure if it's acceptable to do that or not. It's not acceptable. We were in a hotel. The only time I stayed at the Red Roof Inn, I get there and somebody had taped a towel over the smoke detector so they can smoke in the room. It's going to reek the cigarette smoke. But they had to put a towel over it, so if there was a fire, we would know about it. How stupid was that? Anyway, we called, got a different room. 4% say it's acceptable etiquette to steal decorative items from the room. Where do you think you are? You're in a hotel room, for goodness sake. You can't steal the towels. You can't steal the decorative items. And you can't smoke in a non-smoking room. I can't wait. We're going on a weekend getaway soon. Can't wait till I stay in the hotel. 817 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Complete your summer style with a Brewers Hawaiian shirt giveaway on July 27th, courtesy of UW Credit Union. The first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates at the game versus the Marlins will get the Hawaiian shirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin.
I'm Terry Barr.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's easy to forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a puddin' shake. Indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And thunderstorms possible this morning, gradually turning sunny today with a high near 84 degrees. Right now it's 74, partly cloudy. Here at Radio Park with Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. Over you.
prison walls of my mind. There's still a part of you left behind.
Text to win Scotty's summer statewide contest continues at 9 o'clock with Cindy Huber. She'll have another keyword for you. Your chance to win some great prizes from Civic Media and WRJN. Yardbirds at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You know who came from that group? Three of the best guitarists in rock and roll history came from that group. Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page all played with the Yardbirds. Not all at the same time. Some did, but not all at the same time for the most part. But still, when you think about the talent that came from that group, huh? Wow. So these guys were out fishing on a lake in Mississippi and ended up catching something else instead. 38 dogs. Apparently, they spotted them swimming in a group a mile from shore and scooped them up one by one. 38 dogs. Turns out they were fox hunting dogs and followed a deer right into the water and just kept on swimming. And a Chick-fil-A location in Louisiana is hosting a day-long summer camp for preteens between the ages of 5 and 12. They'll teach them how to work at Chick-fil-A. Oh, by the way, they're also charging their parents $35 a day.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Common Council has passed a list of items to be banned inside the Republican National Convention's soft security perimeter. It includes several items that could be used as weapons, but state law prevents a ban on guns. The measure now goes to the mayor. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. Wallet Hub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kikkoman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. Wallet Hub cites stagnant GDP and low startup activity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Almost $1 million in state money is coming to Kenosha County to fix a rail line. The village of Pleasant Prairie is getting an $885,000 Transportation Economic Assistance Grant. The grant will fund a rail project that will allow a company called WestRock to establish a new facility and create 177 jobs. They'll be setting up in the former power plant site. Racine's approach to absentee voting through a mobile van has hit a roadblock, with the Wisconsin Supreme Court unanimously denying its usage. However, the court stayed a ruling that claimed the city's chosen absentee voting sites favored Democrats. The court cited the closeness of upcoming elections as one of the reasons for their decision. Next week, former President Donald Trump will make his third visit to Wisconsin in 2024, with a stop in Racine. A statement says Trump will speak at a campaign event at Festival Park on Tuesday afternoon. There will be a maximum of 2,500 tickets given out, and the event's exact location could be inside or outside depending on the weather. Trump's last visit to Wisconsin was on May 1st in Waukesha. First Lady Jill Biden is making a stop in Green Bay today. The president was in Racine County last month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy, a low of 61 tonight. Friday, sunshine, and highs to the mid-70s. Mid-70s again on Saturday with partly sunny skies. Partly sunny, chance of a storm, Sunday, 88. Currently, 75 degrees.
Right into the personal stuff. I'm a single guy. I'm single and I just turned 50, which means I'm ready to cut a deal. Maybe you have a nut job sister-in-law you're trying to shove off on someone. I'll take a look. You know, whenever I say that, men laugh and women go, "What about Carol?" Every woman has a specific nut job friend. Think of, they're a single guy. Carol's due for release in a few weeks. What's the range on her ankle monitor? Please, I don't need help meeting crazy women. I've got that locked down. Trust me, I'm good. That's my core demographic.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all
everything looks worse in black and white.
We listened. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM Kenosha on the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. You keep it right here. Hey, the latest Scotty keyword coming up with Cindy at 9 o'clock.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. See, she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. The radio blasts and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when her is free to stand up, cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase now.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Now you shouldn't
lie. And we'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
And we'll have fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Just a little bit longer. just a little bit longer.
Showers and thunderstorms possible this morning. It's got that feel in the air. Gradually turning sunny with a high near 84 right now, 75 degrees and partly cloudy. Beatles, Lady Madonna. It's 845 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Now, what's a good smell most people love but you hate? These were the top answers from the internet. Coffee. Surprising number of people say they just don't get the appeal. I've never had a cup of coffee. I've mentioned that a million times, but I love the smell of coffee. Perfume or cologne, especially too much of it. Potpourri, you know, those cinnamon pine cones people put out for the holidays. Lavender, that's a tough one because it's in a lot of stuff now. Fresh cut grass, I love it, but people say they're allergic to it. Others think it smells gross, really. Bathroom air fresheners, a lot of people don't like the fake fruit smells in general. And the new car smell, people say it gives them a headache. You know what that new car smell is? It's the glue that they use to put things together in the car. It's a glue smell. They just call it a new car smell, which it really isn't. It's just glue. It's 8:46 at WRJN. Looking for showers and thunderstorms possible this morning. Gradually turning sunny today with a high near 84. Becoming clear tonight, low 62. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 73. Saturday for the big parade. The big run downtown, the Lighthouse Run down Main Street. The 10K run. That will be a nice day. It's partly sunny with a high near 73. And a slight chance of showers and thunder bumpers on Sunday. Otherwise, partly sunny Sunday with a high near 84. 75 degrees, partly cloudy right now at Radio Park.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Hi, folks. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and a thought about how to spend less when you're shopping online. As a busy mom, I know that online shopping can be convenient. Sometimes a little too convenient. Today's tip is don't fall for the free shipping. You know that moment when you've got the thing you were looking for in your online shopping cart, and oh look, if you just add like 11 more bucks of stuff, you can get some free shipping? Before you click on that fancy pair of socks that you really don't need, go check the actual shipping costs. It's usually still cheaper to pay for shipping. I mean, you really think those companies are offering free shipping just because they're nice? We all love deals, but when you're trying to save money, if you don't need a thing, think twice before buying the thing. For more savings tips, head over to workmoney.org, check out my videos on YouTube, or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
everybody's gonna jump for joy. Gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Night, Old Fashioned Love Song. You know how they got that name, Free Dog Night? You know where that comes from? All right. I think I may have told the story before, but we'll call it a summer rerun. I'll tell you again. The Aborigines in Australia, when it was cold at night, they used to have a dog sleep with them. The body heat from the dog, and that's how they stayed warm. When it was colder, they had two dogs sleep with them. And this is true. When it was really, really cold, it was a three-dog night. And that's where the group got their name from, the Aborigine in Australia. So you live and learn here. It's not just music. It's also an education. We're giving a test at the end of the show today, so I hope you paid attention. All right, Cindy Hubert's coming up next. She will have the next keyword for you in our Scotty Summer Getaway Statewide Contest. That's straight ahead. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk movies with our good friend Brett Hoffman. And look who's back, Mike Clemens, with a sports update for us, too, tomorrow morning. It's all happening here at WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love. Says we've sinned. Well, it was what I wanted now.